And I think we can all agree, music is a universal language. Think about how people from cultures all around the world listen to music from all around the world. Yeah, our neighborhoods. I appreciate you all for joining me as you do from week to week as we work together to build the individual, the family, and the community. As I shared with you before, we address community on the local, state, national, and international levels, sharing with you ways that we can think through some of the situations that we face, ways that we can smile and laugh and be happy as we work to build the individual, the family, the community, and as we encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. All right, we're going to power up now. It's time to power up. WebMD is going to help us do that. We're powering up for longer life. I know that some of you are saying, you know what? I'm still debating that. I'm looking at the way things are going, and I'm not so sure I want to live to be 120. Isn't it amazing that we have people who have lived that long? I think we may have some who are 120 years old somewhere in the country right now. It seemed like I heard about that, but we're not necessarily saying 120 years for every one of us, but certainly a longer life. And as I share this with you, you'll see we're also looking at good quality of life to go along with that longevity. So what can we do? There are steps we can take to make that a reality. Numero uno, protect your DNA. As we age, the ends of our chromosomes become shorter, and that makes us more likely to get sick. But lifestyle changes can boost an enzyme that makes those chromosomes longer. Plus, studies show diet and exercise can help protect them. I'm telling you, I am amazed at the human body. Truly amazed. Exercise, diet, they're not just activities for the sake of activities. One of the many things that exercise and proper diet do, as they're sharing with us now, they help protect the chromosomes that help us remain well and alive. So what's the bottom line? Healthy habits may slow aging at the cellular level. Amazing. What else can we do to help power ourselves up for longer life? And again, now, you think about that. Diet and exercise. Those have to do with helping us be healthier, which, of course, means a better quality of life. So we're not talking about just living miserably here. Taking steps that will help us enjoy a better quality of life while living a longer life. What else can we do? We can play to win. There was an 80-year study that found people who are conscientious, meaning they pay attention to detail, they think things through, and try to do what's right, live longer. Now, this is generally speaking. I know we can find exceptions to just about anything, but there are rules, too. And as a rule, this 80-year study found that people who pay attention to detail, think things through, and try to do what's right live longer. They do more for their health, and they make choices that lead to stronger relationships and better careers. Now, how about this one? And as we think through this, I want you to be coming up with your own list. Think about conversations you've had with other people. Think about conversations we've had on this program. Think about what you may have read. And I want you to tell me, what are some steps that we can do, that we can take in order to power ourselves up for longer life? And remember now, good quality life. Don't just see yourself just living but miserable. No, we're taking steps that will improve the quality of life while we're living longer. And that's kind of a clue to you as to some of the steps that we can take to live longer lives. All right, so speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., today is Friday, so that means it is Power Friday. So we're powering up for longer life. One way that we do that is by protecting our DNA. We also make sure that we play to win. We make sure that we're really giving attention to being conscientious. Yes, it may take a little bit more effort to begin with if you're not used to being conscientious, but once it becomes a lifestyle, you're in cruise control. It's the way you would be. Conscientious. All right, what else can we do to power up for a longer life? All right, how about this one? I know a number of you have heard me talk about this before. Have a great social life. When I say great social life, I don't mean doing anything wild and crazy. Make friends and be grateful for your true friends. They might help you live longer. Dozens of studies show a clear link between strong social ties and a longer life. Dozens of studies showing a clear link. This isn't, you know, as muddy as a dirt pond. It's clear. A link between strong social ties and a longer life. So, where you have relationships that can be improved, say with siblings, parents, maybe close friends from back when, that can be improved upon, improve upon them. Those relationships that are already good, continue to nurture them and stay in touch with close friends, good friends, true friends. Now, that said, you notice I emphasized a few times the phrase true friends. And I kind of emphasized that word true, true friends. Not everyone is good for us, even if they can make us laugh. So choose your friends wisely. Why? Because our friends' habits tend to rub off on us. So look for friends who have healthy lifestyles, healthy spiritually, healthy physically, healthy morally, good standards, good morals. And of course, looking at, as I mentioned, physically. And when I say physically, I'm talking about eating habits, things like that. Your chances of becoming obese go up if you have a friend who adds extra pounds. Smoking tends to spread through social ties. The good news is quitting is also contagious. So if you quit, if you're already smoking and you quit, there's a chance that some of your close buddies may quit also. All right, so keep these locked into your memory bank now. We're looking at ways that we can go about the business of powering up for longer life. We can protect our DNA. We can be conscientious. We can make friends. But in the process of making friends, choose our friends wisely. And we can quit smoking. All right, let's take a look into that smoking thing a little bit more in just a few minutes.